The National Memorial Arboretum, All of Western Staffordshire, is often a place we tend to think of as very peaceful, the beautiful green landscapes, and today it's definitely a place of activity. You can probably hear just in the background there some drills, some hammers, and there is an enormous structure being built in front of me. But it's been in the planning for almost a decade now, and to tell me more is Andrew Board, who's a spokesperson for the Memorial Arboretum. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we've got our hard hats on, we've got our high vis, should we go for a bit of a wander? What are we about to be walking into?
Well, as you say, it's a very busy site today. We've got about 60 people working on site, and we're about halfway through the build programme. The site overall opened in 2001 with just a few memorials here and 30,000 trees planted. That number of memorials is now going to 320. We expect the number of visitors every year to grow to about 500,000, especially once the new Remembrance Centre is open here.
What I've learnt from my visits here to the Arboretum is nothing here is accidental. Everything is symbolic, even down to the trees that are going to be planted here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? That's why the Interpretation Centre is so important. Because whilst you might get an impression of that as you're walking around the Arboretum, it's impossible to have the backstory for all of the individual reasons that various trees are planted, or even the orientation of the memorial.
This cannot be cheap. How expensive is this project?
So the Remembrance Centre development is a £15.7 million development.
How much of the money do you have so far?
We've raised nearly £11 million so far. Heritage Lottery Fund have been very good to us, as have Staffordshire County Council. I think there's a recognition that we're a very important part of the Staffordshire economy.
But the hope is to have this finished by November, ready for Remembrance Sunday. There's still a shortfall then of nearly £4-5 million.
Yeah, we weren't going to let not having all the money hold us up any longer. It was really important we got on with the building. We'll be launching an appeal encouraging the public to donate money to this fantastic project.
Take a wander into this part here. At the moment, it all still looks like the shell of the building. We've got a lot of the pillars in place. The roof is on.
The central focal point is something that's called the drum. And inside there will be a fantastic audiovisual display.
What we can see of that at the moment is a grey metal structure, almost like a rotunda, if you like, a circular, with what will be a domed roof above it.
That'll all be clad in limestone.
Andrew, you've been with the Memorial Arboretum here for a long time, haven't you? How do you think people will feel when they first visit this new centre? Because it's changed so much from what it was at the beginning.
I believe that the ethos of the place has remained the same, but we'll just be able to reach so many more people with what we do here. I think ultimately, people might think an Arboretum, Memorial Arboretum, is a bit sad. It's a place where we come to remember death. But actually, it's not at all. It's a place where we come to commemorate people who have served, suffered or sacrificed in any way. The abiding memory that most people go away from here is that they felt uplifted. There was something spiritual about the place.